Tulsi Gabbard proclaims Biden guilty of abuse of power following Trump verdict. By Katherine Hamilton on May 30, 2024. President Joe Biden is guilty of persecuting his political opponents, former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, IHI, declared after former President Donald Trump was found guilty in New York on Thursday of 34 counts of falsifying business records. Biden, guilty of abuse of power. Biden, guilty of turning our country into a banana republic where those in power use the law to go after their political opponents. Biden, guilty of undermining our Constitution and the freedoms guaranteed therein, said Gabbard, who officially shed her identity as a Democrat in 2022, accusing the party of being under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness. Biden has proven he is unfit for the office of the presidency, she added. As Breitbart News's Jill Polak reported, Trump was found guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records, normally a misdemeanor, for which the statute of limitations had already expired. District Attorney Alvin Bragg prosecuted the case as a felony by asserting that the alleged falsification of business records was done to cover up a federal crime. Trump has not been convicted of such a crime, and the prosecutors did not specify what crime was committed, nor did it have to prove the elements thereof, Polak wrote. He continued. The former president has maintained throughout the trial that it was a form of election interference, a rigged trial in which Judge Juan Merchan had been handpicked despite, or because of, his many political conflicts. Regardless, there is almost no scenario in which a victory by President Joe Biden would be seen as legitimate, given the unprecedented trial and potential jailing of his political opponent. Trump is expected to be sentenced in New York on July 11, which is 4 days before the Republican National Convention is set to begin. The convention will take place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where delegates will cast their votes for Trump as the presidential nominee.